This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
What's going on, peeps? We're back with another Friendship Frequency here, special edition.
Right. Special edition. Look at us growing. So you guys have heard us talk about wanting to get various people and, you know, close friends of ours on some episodes with us. Aaron and I surround ourselves with people that are just phenomenal in their self-development journeys, and, you know, we have different influences from all over the place. So this special edition episode is with our close friend, Frank Baines. Welcome, Frank.
Hey, everybody.
We are embarking on 75 hard, y'all. I don't even know what to, like, every time I say it out loud, I'm just like, my fucking Lord, here we go. Frank is a friend of ours that has already completed the 75 hard challenge one time before. He invited Aaron and I to do it with him this time, and Jason as well. Jason obviously doesn't get on the episodes, but everything I do, he's with me. Frank is just going to break it down for us, tell us a little bit about himself and what his journey has looked like, and give us the tips, the tricks, the insight on 75 hard, because we're starting on Tuesday. We are starting on Tuesday. There is a countdown in my stories as of right now. So, Frank, tell us a little bit about yourself. Start with your story, how you got where you are now, and we'll go from there.
All right. Hey, everybody. My name is Frank, and my journey started about 5 years ago on a health and wellness journey that I really had no idea and or no intentions of being at the point of where I'm at right now. So let's go back to about 2015, because in our little side hustle that we all have together is when this company started. And it was about 2015 that my wife and I started asking for help. And it was mostly help. We would talk about it and have help to ourselves. And not knowing where to start, not knowing what to do or where to go, right? Unbeknownst to us, this awesome company that was starting in 2015, and whether you believe in a higher power, whether you believe in the ether, whether you believe in whatever, asking and prayers really do work. Unbeknownst to us, my sister was praying for us at the same time. Over and over, it took 5 years for this prayer to actually work. It took 5 years for us to get to the point of knowing where to start. We were super raging alcoholics, super raging weed heads. We didn't give a shit about life, whether it be our own life, our children's life. And I'll give you a background on that. We have 5 boys. That's a crazy life in itself.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And the crazy part about it is, like, as crazy and as chaotic as it gets, a lot of times, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. It's absolutely one of the best journeys I've ever been on in my life. But with that being said, we did not treat our children the best. We were always screaming and yelling. We only cared about drinking and smoking, and that was it. Fast forward to 2020, we were living with my parents. This was all during COVID. That was huge toxicity, living with my parents, not being able to go anywhere, do anything. It just, you know, I feel with the, we'll go with conspiracy theories, that's what the people that run this world or whatever you believe wanted. They wanted people to destroy each other in within their families. You destroy that, you have an easier time to control people. Mm-hmm. Well, it was on the verge of being destroyed. And it was about middle of October of 2020. We moved out on our own in a temporary house that we found. And Kim found this product that an old friend of hers was doing. And she's like, we'd already been kind of following their journey of they had weight loss surgery, her and her husband, and they were doing great, looking better, feeling better. And then all of a sudden, like they come and said on Facebook that they had this stall. Well, then all of a sudden they're like, hey guys, look at this stuff that I got here. It makes us feel better. It's done this and this and this for us. Kim said, hey, we've been looking for better. We've been asking for something better. I don't know exactly what this is, but I'm going to try it. If you want to try it, jump on board with me. And I was like, well, just being a good husband, that's what I try to do is support my wife. So I was like, sure, we'll go on this journey together. We'll see what it is. Me being skeptical because it was like a weight loss thing that I thought. So I tried it. It took about a week to realize that my brain was starting to fire on a whole new level. I started feeling better probably 3 to 5 days into doing this. And from there, everything just kind of took off. We didn't realize that this was the better that we've been asking for. You know, this product is for everybody, but I look at it as this product was made for me and my wife and my entire family. Because if you knew us 5 years ago, you would be like, who are these people 5 years ago compared to who these people are now? Looking at it, at old pictures and stuff like that, I'm like, how did I think that this was okay to look this way, feel this way? Being on this health and wellness journey has transformed my life right along with my entire family as far as the health benefits, the exercise benefits, and the overall mental stability of me and my family. My kids are way better than they used to be. Me and Kim as parents are way better than we used to be. The whole family dynamic is just absolutely incredible. And I definitely wouldn't change anything ever for no amount of money. As far as like working out, exercising, this and that, it literally took me 3 times to fail at my fitness part of the health and wellness journey. The 4th time, it all literally came from our mutual friend and mentor, Justin. He ended up moving from Washington to Colorado, hadn't really seen him for a few months. And all of a sudden, he gets on, I don't remember if he did a video or exactly what it was, but he was super slim. He started to get buff. And I was like, that right there was my motivation to start working out. It took me 4 times. 4th time it stuck. I found an app. I did 56 straight days of an exercise program, and I haven't stopped working out primarily 7 days a week for the last almost 3 years. My weight's fluctuated up and down. It's been, you know, life gets lifey, as we all know. Holidays hit, you know, just all kinds of factors. Well, I'd seen a whole bunch of people always doing this program called 75 Hard. And I'm like, what is this? This looks like super difficult. It's like, what is going on with this? Well, another mutual mentor of ours Chris Webb came up here for the event that we helped put together. And he was in the middle of doing 75 hard during that event in September of 23. I don't know if you guys
know that.
Yes. That. So when he went to lunch that day, all of a sudden he came back and he was in different clothes. And I was like, did you like spill something on your clothes, bro? Or what? Like, what's going on? Like, you changed your clothes. Like, I just thought that was kind of weird. And he was like, no, dude, I had to do my second workout and I had to be outdoors and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, second workout. I was like, what are you doing? He was like, oh, I'm doing the 75 hard program. And I was like, you know, I've seen so many people doing that. I was like, we need to talk a little bit later because we were getting ready to start. And it was after the event ended. And I went up to him and I talked to him a little more. And I was like, okay, so what does this entail or what goes on with it? Like, I've heard about it. I've kind of looked into it a little bit. And he goes, to be honest with you, the best thing I can tell you to do, be like Nike and just do it. Period. End of story. If you've looked into it, just do it. Download the app. You'll get all the information you need. So I made a plan to do it January 1st of 2024. That was the first time I completed it and did it. When I first started it in 24, I was kind of taking it serious. I got some bad counsel from one of our other mutual mentors that, well, don't track it. Don't do this. Don't do that. You know, stay off the scale and blah, blah, blah. Right. And I was like, okay, whatever. So then all of a sudden I just started going through the motions. I completed it. Ever since I heard Brian talk about doing a word of the year, I was like, you know, that's better than a New Year's resolution because it makes you work differently towards your goals. Well, 2024, my word of the year was accomplishment or accomplish. So my goal was to accomplish 75 hard. Well, I did that. I didn't really take it serious enough. And I reverted right back to my old ways of where I gained a bunch of weight back. As soon as day 76 happened, I was like, this is insane. Went through the rest of 2024, read some books, you know, as much as I could read. And I didn't have, you know, 12, I was trying to read 12 books a month. I didn't have enough. I accomplished reading consistently a little bit more than I ever have. But I didn't feel that I strived for myself enough to accomplish all the goals that I had set for myself for 2024. As soon as 2025 rolled around, I was like, okay, look, I'm taking 75 hard and I'm taking it to the next level because I'm going to track everything. I'm going to hit the goals that I want to hit. And transparency, I went from about, at one point I was down to 172 pounds. And I gained about 60 pounds of the 80 total pounds I lost.
Wow.
I was not happy. I was frustrated. I didn't know what to do mentally or physically because I was working out. But as they say, you cannot out-exercise a poor diet. I was still eating relatively healthy, but I was over-consuming food. Period. End of story. Even if you eat healthy, if you over-consume those healthy foods, it's going to do the same thing. As
story
you eating
life,
unhealthy
bro.
Foods. Yeah. It's
story of my life.
And it turns into a cycle.
Yeah.
So doing this year of 75 hard, I looked into the Live Hard program, which is a year long program that 75 hard is a part of. And I'm ready for the challenge. This year, my word is commit and or commitment. All the top thought leaders, business leaders, they all talk about the same thing. Keep the promises you make to yourself.
Dude.
I didn't do that enough. I kept them for a little bit and then I would go back to my old ways. Well, this year I committed to sticking to the promises that I made to myself and the goals that I made through this first part of 75 hard, which is the initial phase to the Live Hard program. I started at 233 pounds. I got down to 198 by the end of 75 days. So So there was goal number one. I wanted to get to 200 pounds or less. I got more out of the reading because I would concentrate better on it. If anybody's going to start 75 hard program, I highly recommend starting with Andy Frisella's book, the book on mental toughness, because that got me to where I am now with the program. Talking about phase one, phase two, and phase three. And I'm like, man, this is super hard. I'm like, I don't know if I could do this. And I said, you know what? You committed to doing this program, commit to the year long and do the live hard. So April 1st, Aaron, Tabitha, and Jason, and I don't know if we have a couple more people that want to join us, which would be great if they do.
Yeah, as of right now, it's me, Aaron, Jason, Ashley Powers, it says she's in. Those are the confirmations that I've received. Okay. Now, are there going to be other people following along?
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Sure. And did we lose? Oh, there he is. And we'll see how it goes. But let's unpack 75 hard first before we go into the other phases.
Yeah.
So 75 hard consists of what? Can you hear, Frank? Can you hear us?
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I have something on my screen or something, but.
Okay. Let's unpack 75 hard. What is 75 hard?
Okay. So 75 hard consists of 2 workouts a day for a minimum of 45 minutes apiece. One of them has to be outside, and it doesn't mean that you take an exercise bike or go do a bunch of sit-ups outside under a cover. Like, you have to be in the elements, whether it's cold, rainy, stormy, snowing. It doesn't matter. It has to be outside. You can choose to do both of them outside. Period. End of story. But one of them has to be outside.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, it's not fun when you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and it's 25 degrees, snowing, or dumping rain like it likes to do here in Washington.
Well, let's be real. We're starting it in spring, so it's not going to be snowing. Yeah, so in 25 degrees. So,
y'all, full disclosure. Frank asked us to start this with him at the beginning of the year. And I know my answer at that time was, you got me all the way messed up if you think I'm going to be outside in the wintertime. Like, I don't even like to go outside in the spring, let alone the wintertime. Like, that part of it, the one having to be outdoors in the elements. I mean, obviously now I'm not as worried about it as I was because the weather's getting better. But that part for me, when you did it in the beginning, like when you started in January, that was the number one. I was like, absolutely not. I know I'm not going to make it to 75 days. I know I'm not. Like, so yeah, that's huge. That's a big one. I don't know if people realize, especially for us up here in this part of the country, like we're dealing with who God only knows what you're going to walk outside and find at this point. Like,
see, that's the beauty of it though. It's, you know, that's what 75 hard is about. Yeah. It's about mental toughness, is that whether we like to do it or not, we got to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously be safe. If it's thundering or tornadoing now, probably don't do it. But
listen, There is not going to be a tornado drop down in the middle of fucking Washington. Like, that's just not going to happen. I don't care what the weatherman says. Like, Jesus. Okay, so we got two workouts, at least 45 minutes apiece, and 3 hours apart. They have to be
Yes,
3 hours apart, and one has to be outdoors. Okay, what else we got?
You have to stick to a specific diet, and by no means is anybody telling you what diet you have to do.
Right.
Whether it's paleo, carnivore, vegan, vegetarian, whatever diet that you choose to do should be specific to the goals that you have with doing the 75 hard program. If you're in it to lose some weight, you'll want to go to more of what they call like a cutting diet, where you're eating more salads, fruits, and vegetables, you know, less caloric intake, but still prioritizing your protein. If you're trying to bulk up, you'll want to, you know, do something more towards like carnivore diet and or high protein and a higher carb count. Now, don't get it twisted when I say carb count, because I don't mean like processed carbs.
Right.
I'm meaning more like your complex carbs, which is like black beans, pinto beans, carrots, potatoes, rice. Those are all actually really good carbs for you, and they help feed your muscles. Now, when you say stick to a specific diet, you can't go out and be like, well, I'm going to stick to the fast food diet and go to McDonald's every single day or go to Wendy's every day. Like, that's not a diet you should be sticking to, because...
Think about that, but honestly, like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because people will be like, oh, well, I can just go get a burger every single day, and like, that's my diet.
Damn
you know?
It. Damn it. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, I'm not saying that you can't go to a fast food restaurant and have that, but you need to make sure that you're getting something that's sticking to the specific diet that you're choosing to do. So we got two workouts, we got the diet, we also have no cheat meals and or no alcohol. Now, I know for us three on here, we are all in recovery. No, I don't do a program. I've literally, me and my wife support each other. So we have done the whole no alcohol, no smoking weed for three years for alcohol, almost 2 years for marijuana. And we have never gone to a program. But I'm going to say, not saying that we don't need to do that or shouldn't do that, but with the support of each other, that has really, really helped tremendously. Like, just the mindset of we have each other to lean back on has been absolutely amazing. So the no alcohol and the no cheat meals for me doing this program I don't even look at that when I mark it off as soon as I open up the app. You have to drink a gallon of water every single day. And I'm not joking you. Total transparency. The first time I went through 75 hard, I thought that was going to be the hardest damn thing ever in the world. And I'll tell you what, it was on a few days here and there. I'm having to chug a quarter gallon of water at 11 o'clock at night because you got to finish it by midnight because the new day starts. Getting a workout in, like, oh crap, it's 10:30 at night and I haven't done my second workout. I got to go do it, you know? Like, I've gone out and walked my outside workout. I've gone out and walked at 10:30 at night, 11:30 at night.
That's honestly my fear right there. That is the hurdle that I'm trying to mentally get over right now, is the gallon of water a day and just making sure I get it all in the daytime, or, you know, in the day. So I'm not having to go walk at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. That's literally that's the hang up for me. The diet, all of that stuff, I think I'll be okay. It's the water and the making sure I get everything in the day. So it's going
to, and then the next thing you have to do is read 10 pages of a entrepreneur type book or a self-improvement, self-help book. So far with 75 hard, I've read 4 books already. Actually, no, I take that back. I've read 3 full books and I'm in my fourth one right now.
And it has to be the physical book. It can't be like audiobook. Like you have 100%. To physically read the 10 pages. Okay.
100%.
If anything, that's going to be my hardest thing is reading 10 pages a day. Because I hate reading, full disclosure.
You know what, Aaron? I straight up, like, I've always said for the longest time, if you want to go to sleep, curl up with a good book. Because every time I would try to read, and it didn't matter what I would read, within the first page and a half, I'm sacked out. And I'm like, I don't like reading because it makes me fall asleep. And it doesn't matter what time of day. Getting into this program and doing this, like reading the self-help books or the self-improvement books, it interests me. And I don't feel like I want to fall asleep. Like, it's amazing. You learn a lot of stuff. You know, it makes you think of your mindset before, your mindset currently reading that book, and it projects you into a thinking of your mindset, you know, as you're working on things, you know, future mindset and stuff. So,
I mean, it's guaranteed to
change. I really enjoy it.
After 75 days, if you're following the program, you know, it's on yourself. Nobody's like holding you accountable to do this stuff. It's like you have to do it. And if you miss one thing throughout that day, which we haven't touched on yet, is you have to start back over at day one. And, you know, it's bound to like
not be being in 75 hard for the rest of my life. Because yeah. I can't finish.
It's not about like, everybody's guaranteed to change physically and mentally after this, you know, and that's what I'm in it for, is I've struggled my weight all my life up and down. So having that accountability, it's going to be good. And I have faith I can do it. Like when I put my mind to something, I'll do it. I don't. So.
See, Aaron, me and you are in the same boat with that. Like once I put my mind to something, like it's going to happen, because I guess for the longest time, and I never really realized it, that I've been that type of person that when I put my mind to something, I'm going to complete that because I don't want to fail at doing that. Because Lord knows I've failed at a lot of things in life and it's not a good feeling. So I just try to do my best to, you know, if I say I'm going to do something, I do my best to try and, you know, make sure that that happens. And like Aaron was saying, yes, if you fail at any point of 75 hard, you must start over at day one. And that literally means if you worked out for 43 minutes, whether it's your outside workout or your inside workout, you fail. You must start over day one.
Do you know how mad? Do you know how pissed off I would be over 2 minutes?
What about if you?
You know what? I'm going to just say I'm going to work out for an hour. I'm just going to put 40, 60 minutes just to be on the safe side, because I would be so pissed over 2 damn minutes or 2 ounces of water or like 9 pages. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like to be right there. And then to just not, my stomach hurts. I can't even.
Yeah, that's like, you know, there was a couple books where, you know, I would get through and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to read a chapter at a time because most chapters are 10 plus pages. I think it was Think and Grow Rich. I was like, oh, I'm going to read this whole chapter. And I get through it and it's like 7 pages.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it does have little short chapters in it. Yeah.
Yes, one of the best books ever in the history of books. I'll tell you that right now. But yeah, there was, I don't even remember what chapter it was. And I was like, I started, you know, I was like, oh, okay. And I went back and I was like, that doesn't seem like 10 pages. And I counted like 7. Okay, here goes the rest of the 3 pages so I can get that done, you know.
But there's one chapter like that too.
There's one chapter in there that's like almost 40 long. And I broke that down into like 4 days of reading. I was like, this is nuts, dude. I went to go read all of it. And I'm like, I'll get through at least 11 and call it good, you know. But
what would you say, Frank, is your, since you've already completed the 75 hard, what would you say? And, you know, we've had conversations about this on the walks and things like that. But for everybody listening and watching, what would you say that your biggest takeaway from completing the first part of the 75 hard? What was your biggest takeaway from that?
So people always talk about, well, I don't have enough time to work out. I don't have enough time to drink a gallon of water. I don't have time to sit down and read a book. This program teaches you. So doing this the first time, it taught me a lot about time management, because when you have to sit there and rush to drink the rest of your water, or it's 11 o'clock at night and you're like, shit, I got to go do my workout, you know, whether it's outside or indoors, it teaches you how to manage your time. Most everybody has a job. So I get up extra early and I do one of my workouts in the morning. I go and I walk at nighttime, like, and I got a regular job and I go out and I DoorDash after I get home from work. I get home from DoorDashing sometime between 8 and 9 o'clock. It's 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I'm going on my walk. So it teaches you how to prioritize your time to make sure that you get all these things done. And no joke, both of you are probably going to fumble and step over yourselves trying to like get these things done until you get that full effect of, okay, so if I do it like this and I go this way and I, you know, it's just, you got to figure it out and how to do it and manage your time with it. And that was my biggest takeaway, time management, to be honest.
I was sitting here saying when I made this commitment to do 75 hard, it's like, how am I going to do this? My life is just so busy, and to add this extra stuff into it, I'm just like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. And then I look at you with 5 fucking kids and a wife, 2 jobs. And then I'm like, you know what? I ain't got no fucking excuses.
Yeah. Dude, we've had many, Frank, we've had many. Aaron and I have had many, and not on the podcast.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Yes, but like just him and I have had many conversations about what this is going to look like for us in our everyday lives, how we're going to switch our, like we're bouncing schedules off of each other. Like, what about this? What about this? Like it is, it's literally what you said. It's prioritizing the things that you need to get done instead of me. I have an affliction for Netflix and home remodel shows. I just cannot be watching them all the damn time. You know, figuring out what's important and being able to get that stuff done. And then, you know what? If you have extra time, good for you. You know what I mean? I have a feeling I'll be so flipping exhausted that it's just going to be, you know, one of those. But it really does force you, I think, because we haven't even started yet. And I've already started to manipulate my day to where it's going to work for me to get all of this stuff done in a day. So, yeah, I agree. Like I said, we haven't even started yet, and we're already trying to figure that out. So, yeah. Absolutely, I could see that.
We've definitely had that conversation because I work from home 5 days a week. I start work at 6 a.m. Normally, I get up at 5 a.m. My gym doesn't open until 5 a.m. So, like, my goal in this is to, like, I'm doing carnivore and I've been lifting weights. My goal is to put bulk up and obviously lose some, you know, body fat and So I'm just like thinking, okay, I live in Auburn, not
Sketchville.
Sketchville. I'm not too thrilled about doing my morning workout outside at 4 a.m. in the morning because I'll be getting up at 4 a.m. Start work at 5 or at 6. Get all my water in throughout the day. By the way, it's 4 of these equal 38 ounces. 4 of these a day is 1 gallon. So get that in. And then my plan was to like, because I have a gym at my apartments, limited equipment. And if I do it that way, I'm not going to be able to hit the weights hard and go to my gym that I pay a membership for that actually has that. So that's been that conversation back and forth in my head. It's like, okay, am I going to go walk in Sketchville at 4 a.m. to do my morning workout and then save my gym time for after work so I can go hit the weights?
Ooh, let's get you a taser.
You know, so, you know, not that I'm a scaredy cat, but Auburn is fucking sketchy as fuck. You know, let's be real, the riffraff around at 4 a.m. So, but, you know, that's the thought process that goes through my head. And me and Tabitha, like she said, we've had this conversation many times. It's like, how are we going to do this? But, you know,
yeah,
having you here, knowing that you've got through it with everything you got in your life.
Your schedule and everything that you have going on. Yeah, you know, for sure.
I mean, let's be honest too. Like, Puyallup, South Hill, like, isn't really the best either. I mean,
yeah, no, yeah,
it's not Auburn. It's not Auburn, that's for sure. I've hung out in Auburn a lot.
A step below. It's a step, one step above, maybe a step and a half above Auburn. Not much, but yeah.
Auburn is more like crime ridden, I would say, where Puyallup is more drug addicts, homeless drug addicts. And it's like, I go walk in at 10 o'clock at night and like, I'm literally turning my head, keeping my head on a swivel, like watching my back. Like, you know, I'm walking when it's super dark outside, you know, and I see people walking up and down the roads and I'm like, I know that person's either, you know, I'm learning or I'm teaching myself not to necessarily judge people, but stereotypes exist for a reason. And when you see somebody that's not in workout clothes walking around at 10 o'clock at night, like usually they're either on drugs or they're homeless or both. And like, I mean, it gets sketchy around here.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Listen, I'm not walking at nighttime. I'm just not doing it. Like, and I live out in the sticks. But
in a gated community. Come on now.
Yeah, but yeah. This skin color outside of this gated community, I'm not doing it. Like, it's just, I just will get it done. And honestly, I have no excuse not to. My kids are grown and self-sufficient, and Jaden is the only one at home, and Jaden is gone all day in school. I'm unemployed. I'm not working right now. There's no reason why I cannot get all of my stuff done in a day. Other than my own getting in my own way.
And that's the toughest sometimes.
And that's, yeah, that's going to be the thing for me. That is going to be the thing for me, to get the hell out of my own way. Yeah, for sure. Listen, I'm super excited about it, but I would be lying if I said that I think I have it in the bag. I am going to go hard on it because I think not only us three as individuals, but I think our entire community needs it. Our entire community needs a fire lit. And I think if it's us three that start it, I think that's going to be more powerful than probably anything else that we could do right now. And so I'm going to go hard. Like, I'm doing carnivore. I will put on muscle probably faster than both of you. Just because that's how my body works. So I'm going to do carnivore. I'm kind of honest. I know I'm going to miss a salad. I know that. More than anything, I can't have pickles. I'm big sad about that. But it's 75 days. It's 75 days. I want to be able to get to the end and be like, I did that. I did it for 75 days. And I'm not saying I won't continue to keep going. But I know I can do 75 days. And at that point, the biggest thing that Chris Webb ever said to me that has the most profound effect on me that anything had anybody has ever said is keep the promises to yourself. And for me, doing these 75 days is exactly that. So I'm super pumped for it. I'm super excited. Thank God, Frank, you are leading the way, because if it was me and Aaron, I just don't know where that would go. Like, but go ahead.
I was just going to say that there was one more thing with the 75 hard part of it that I totally spaced out until just now. You also have to take a progress pick every single day.
The pick. Yep, the pick.
And the cool thing about that is you can share those online, but literally the pick is just for yourself. Like,
thank God.
Okay. If you so choose to share those online to show people your progress, and I wanted to show people my progress because I got super pissed off at myself because I gained so much weight back. And I was like, look, if I can gain this weight back because I fell back into my old habits, and then I can go back and I can lose this weight, look what I can do. And if I can do this, anybody out there can do this, because I've never had the mindset to be like this, ever.
Right.
Like, you know, choose to share them if you want to, but it also does specify in there that, like, for guys, you should be wearing like shorts, show the most skin that you can show. For women, obviously, that's like a sports bra and like shorts. For guys, no shirt, shorts.
That is practically naked.
That's the best part about it, is that you can keep these pictures for yourself.
Full disclosure, I have never I take that back. Like, when I had lost some weight and I was at the lake, there's a picture of me shirtless. But I've always been so self-conscious with my body, like, even being as big as I was at 429 pounds versus 308 pounds, where I got a bunch of fucking loose skin that drives me insane. So I've never, like, purposely posted a progress picture online without a shirt on. So my goal at the end of this is to do 75 days of picture transaction in a video, shirtless, and post that at the end. You know, because it's about inspiring other people to say that you can do this.
I was just about to say, like, it makes me emotional to think about having to do that. Honestly, same reason. But here's the reality of it, you guys. There are people all over the world that would wish to be where we are right now. Regardless of how bad we think we have it, or we fell off, we gained weight back, we did this, we did that, whatever the case is, there are people in our own community right now that wish they could be where we are. I think we have to share that, because it hasn't always been this for us. Like, all three of us sitting here, our mindset has not always been what it is right now. You know,
absolutely not.
I think it's our duty to share that, because all that does is let other people know, listen, I've been where you are, and I know how bad it sucks. And I know how easy it is to put yourself in that dark hole. All you have to do is just grab on. Like, we'll drag you, you know? I think we have to share that. As hard as it's going to be, dude, it takes my breath away to be able to do that. But I think it's important, because I think we have to light the way for the people that are coming behind us.
100%.
Nike or not, I guess I'll just put it out there. Good God.
So, to piggyback off what you're saying there, Tabitha, I want to read something from this book.
Absolutely.
It's Hashtag Max Out by Ed Mylett. It's his very first book that he ever wrote. I've listened to it many times on Audible, but I finally got the book to read it. And if you want the book, go to edmylett.com, and he'll send this book to you for free. You pay shipping, which is like $6, $5 or I don't know, something like that.
Dude, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, the book's free. So, and it's only like 100 pages, but it's very in-depth of giving you steps to be a high performer.
Okay, right on.
So, this little paragraph in here, Duke University did a study which showed that 40% of actions people take each day do not require a decision because they are simply habitual actions. We are truly creatures of habit. Most of us get up in the morning and do the same sequence of actions every single day. We put the coffee on, brush our teeth, take a shower. We do the exact same things in the same order without ever needing to stop and think about it. These are called habits on cue. That cue signals you to move into non-thinking or habit mode. This can be great if your habits are serving you, but it can also be the cause of what's sabotaging you. Therefore, it stands to reason that the person with the best rituals and habits wins.
Wow.
To unpack that a little bit more, I would say that's, you know, what we've talked about before. It's keeping the promises you make to yourself. If you get up and you leave your bed a mess, if you, you know, just get up and drag yourself to work every day, like you're what Andy says, you're going to be a loser. You want to be a winner in life? Do things that are going to project you to get to that point of being a winner. Make your bed every day, you know, get up and brush your teeth, take a shower, like do all those things to be able to put yourself in the right mindset. Most people get up and they worry about what's going to be going on in that day. They worry about their finances. They worry about work. They worry about what their friends are going to say that day. Like, stop worrying and be positive. If you start your day with positivity, 9 times out of 10, you'll be able to break yourself out of those cycles of the negativity.
Dude, that's huge. Yeah. Like, let's just talk about that for a second. That's huge. Because what you said, most people wake up and instantly go into that survival mode, right? That hits home so hard for me because that's where I was. Like, it was waking up, oh my God, I have to face the day. And instantly in survival mode, imagining every scenario that could possibly happen and then having some sort of rebuttal, action, comeback, whatever that I thought I was going to need. It's so important. And how many times have we heard at events and everything and in our community, getting up and having that ritual in the morning, how important that is. Like, people are doing what they have to do to survive the day, not thrive in the day. That's huge. That's huge. Just to have that 15, 20 minutes in the morning to get yourself centered and get yourself grounded, and whoever your spiritual whatever is, just taking that few minutes to be like, listen, just guide me through the day. Help me not choke anybody out. Let's make it through the day on a good note.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's huge, huge.
I mean, I used to be that person where I never woke up with my alarm, but I woke up at the last minute before I had to head out the door to work. That always set myself up for failure.
Yeah.
I mean, I make it a purpose to get up 1 to 2 hours before I have to go anywhere. You know, I don't jump on social media first thing when I open my eyes, because that's just going to set you up for failure. You know, brushing the teeth, making the bed every morning. Like, I've been doing that for years. And I didn't put two and two together. I mean, I, you know, until you read that paragraph, because it's setting you up for failure. If you're not having those set rituals in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Dude, think about it. If you're running late, like, you're stressed throughout the rest of the day, then you hit every fucking red light on the way to work because the sequence is off, right? And it's the red light's fault. It is not our fault, because right? We could not have possibly done anything wrong. Like, it is like a chain of events that just sets you up for misery throughout the rest of the day if you don't get yourself right first thing in the morning. Dude, that was huge. That was huge. Wow.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, like, my rituals every single morning, like, and I got a lot of this from Joseph yeah. McClendon III.
Yep.
Drinking the water when you wake up. And I have, so I carry around a gallon jug with me to make sure I get my gallon of water in every day. That's how I measure mine out. Well, at night, I fill the jug up and I fill up a 16-ounce bottle of water that goes by my bed. As soon as I wake up, first thing I do before my feet hit the ground, I put a big smile on my face and I say, thank you. Just plain and simple. That's all you have to just say, thank you. My feet hit the floor. I reach over, I grab that water and I chug that bottle of water. And I'm instantly awake. Like I feel great after I drink that bottle of water.
Well, there's science behind that too, Frank. Let's be for real. That literally starts the electricity in your body and you start moving. Yeah, for sure. Yep. Go ahead.
My next thing I do is I personally say a prayer every single morning, and it's, you know, asking for people to have a good day. You know, asking for myself to have a good day, and lots of gratitude in there. And I've been learning too that even if you're in a not so great spot, if you're not grateful at minimum for waking up every single day, you're not really going to go far in life, to be honest with you. You're not going to get the things that you dream about or wish for or hope for, just because your mind is so powerful. That if you think about negative, your mind is going to just attract negative. If you think positive, your mind is going to look and seek for the positive.
It's the law of attraction.
Yes. And like Ed Milet says, it's the RAS, the reticular activating system. That he talks about, you know, when you go and you buy a new car, he specifically says a blue Honda. Well, when you're driving down the road, you see other blue Hondas on the other side of the freeway. You see a blue Honda as you're driving by a parking lot. Well, why didn't you ever see those before? Well, they weren't important to you.
Yeah.
You know, until you got that car, and then all of a sudden that car was important to you. So if you put the positivity into your mind, it trains your RAS to look for more positivity. And there's a whole big science behind all that too. We won't go into all that.
Reticular activating system, you guys, Google that. Google it. Like that is huge. That's huge. This is so good because this is stuff we already know that we forget about. Like the reminders are. Okay, go ahead, Frank. Listen, I got like two pages over here.
That's awesome. And then the next part of my routine is I'm doing that, I get ready to go to my first workout. Once I have all my stuff gathered, I'm dressed to go do my first workout of the morning. Another thing from Joseph McClendon, for the last 2.5 years or so, I have literally been saying an I am statement, which most of y'all can Google what an I am statement is, or we also call it an innate statement. Mm-hmm. Basically, that just puts more positivity to start your day. Like, you know, and it can be super simple. You know, you stand up there and be like, you know, I am Frank. I'm positive. I'm grateful. I'm a great leader. You know, just simple things, you know, and you put some actions behind it, and it just starts your day in a good, positive way. Next thing I do is I go out. I come out here. I start the coffee pot. See, there goes that coffee thing. And it talks about, you know, starting the coffee every morning. but I start the coffee. I do my morning mix up. I drink my first drink of the day while I'm reading my 10 pages. And then I go do my workout. I come back. I get ready for work. And or a couple days a week, I take my 12-year-old to jazz band twice a week in the morning. And he hates it because he's got to get up earlier than he needs to. And I'm like, bro, you want to do the jazz band? This is what it takes.
Yep.
This is what you got to do. And I just love the fact that my kids literally want to follow along. They want to work out with me. Dad, can you get me up super early with you and go work out? And I'm like, yes, but when you go to bed super late, you're super tired. And I just don't want to deal with the crankiness and the negativity in the morning like that. We have a spare room in our apartment. Yes, we actually kind of have a spare room. All the boys share a room. So, and I have workout stuff in there. If we can kind of dive into phase one of the Live Hard program, it's all of 75 hard. So everything we talked about was 75 hard. Plus he adds three more critical tasks with that. 5 minute cold shower. I'm not looking forward to that. Let's be real.
Have you done it yet, Frank?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have started to acclimate myself to the cold showers. It's not that bad, but to do it for 30 straight days, like, I've committed to it, so I'm doing it.
I just want to point out the pause in his tone of voice when he said, it's not that bad.
I did it for a while back when I was working out pretty heavily, and yeah, it sucks, but it recovers, your body recovers much faster doing that.
There's massive benefits to cold water exposure.
Gary Brecka.
You have to.
Yeah, Gary Brecka is the one that I've listened to talk about the cold plunge and all of the benefits and all of that. There is a massive amount of benefits.
There's a reason why top athletes in the world, all after their games, what do they do? They're right in that ice bath because it's great for muscle recovery, mental stability, mental health. Whatever it does to the brain, shocking your body like that is, I don't know the science behind it. I just know it helps and it works. One of the other tasks that he added is on top of the critical tasks that you have to complete for 75 hard, you have to come up with three of your own critical tasks that you have to complete, which is like business contacts. Set a certain amount of business contacts you want to do for the day. Spend more family time, more quality family time, like away from phones, away from TV, playing games, going on a walk, doing something, you know, to that effect. You do not want to put goals to those three extra critical tasks that you have to complete. So you don't want to be like, oh, well, I want to go work out every single day. Well, you already have to do that.
Three critical tasks that you stack on top of it are, does it give you the categories and what it needs to be in, or is it just three you come up with completely on your own?
Three you come up with completely on your own.
Dude, I feel like that's even harder than doing the actual first couple, the first part of the 75 hard. Like, oh, I'm stressed for you, Frank.
You know what though? I'm here for it. I'm totally down because not only is that going to help me build stronger in my life, it's going to help me build stronger in my business. It's going to help me strive more towards hitting some of the other life altering goals that I have, such as owning a restaurant, owning a food truck, and owning a food stand. These are things that I aspire to do.
You know what I think it does too, Frank? I think, like, when you look at the whole 75 hard, live hard, all of it together, just like as a general overview, the first process, the 75 hard, gets you right. The second one starts training you to give to other people around you. And then it just builds on top of that to where now you're right. You're doing right for yourself. Now it's going to teach you and give you the opportunity to start spreading out and giving that to other people.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Like, it's not, you have to get right with you first. We have to get right with us first before we can help anybody around us. Then once we get right, now we have the tools and opportunity to go out and start spreading it and building that confidence, and not building that confidence in us, but building it in other people and giving back to them that way. Like, when you look at it from a broad overview like that, that's how I took it. Like, that's how I interpreted it. That's going to be huge, dude.
Yes, it's definitely I've already kind of looked at the vision of it, and I can see how transformative it is going to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then
Absolutely.
the third task that he added on to the phase one is 10 minutes of visualization. Now I feel like this one's going to be fun because it's you sit down and you can close your eyes. You don't have to close your eyes. It's a form of meditation, but it's you visualize where you want your life to be or where you want your life to go. For instance, you want a Lamborghini. Okay, like that's your dream car. That's like the ultimate car that you want. You don't just sit there and you visualize that you're going to own a Lamborghini for 10 minutes. You get in depth, like what kind of leather seats is it going to have? What kind of seat belts is it going to have? Is it going to have the click
Dude, I
shift on
could
the
do that all
steering wheel? Is
day.
it going to have the shift, the stick shift? Is it going to be, an automatic? Is it going to, have this type of engine? Are you going to pay this much? Like, you want to own a jet?
You can't, let's be
What
real,
kind of seats
you can't have
is
a
it?
Lambo with an automatic. It's got to be manual. Come on now.
Yeah, it's gotta
Yeah,
be,
no.
yeah, gotta be realistic.
That's yeah, no, I mean, I just, it's just all for instance,
Yeah, I
but
know.
yeah, like you
That is a task that is difficult for some people.
Yep.
Some people cannot visualize past what they've experienced. I was that person. Like, I had no. People are like, oh, just see it in your, imagine it. I'm like,
I lost my imagination when I was a
yeah,
kid. Like,
right.
once I
Like,
hit
I'm
teenager, I
like,
didn't have
dude,
an
I don't
imagination.
even, what are you talking about? So that's, I mean, some people may find that one difficult. You know what I mean? Like, it's, as much as we hear about visualize and imagine where you want your life to go and this and that, I still think for me, sometimes I struggle with the detailed version of it. I can see the big picture, but to get down to like the smell of the leather or the smell of whatever, the feel of it, like it's difficult sometimes if you've never, experienced it before. So to me, that's, hey, I guess I'm gonna have to go touch a Lambo seat. Like, I gotta figure that out some kind of way. Like, you know what I mean? That's gonna be cool though. That's gonna be cool.
Yeah,
So.
I've already got like the things to visualize and like type of house I want, the type of kitchen I want in my house, all the way down to the details. And now it's just implementing
Yeah.
that to help complete phase one. Now let's break into phase two of the Live Hard program. After you complete 75 hard and you start phase one and you complete phase one, which you can start phase one immediately as soon as you finish 75 hard. You
Okay.
can go right day 76, you can go right into phase one, you can take a little bit of a break, you can do phase one however, start it whenever you would like to. However, when you get done with phase one and you complete that, there is a mandatory 30-day break from phase one to phase two. He did this on purpose to make you hold yourself accountable without tracking yourself on an app, without tracking yourself doing this, just holding yourself accountable, making the mental toughness that you've been teaching yourself over the last 90 days, 105 days. Teaching you to keep doing this on your own. Then you can get into phase two, which is another 30 days, and it's 75 hard for 30 days. So he made
Only
phase
30 days.
only 30 days, but you do the
Okay.
75 hard program. So all the two workouts, the picture, the gallon of water, you
Yeah.
do all that. However, you must intensify your workouts. So if you're doing curls at 30 pounds, you must intensify that to like 35 to 45 pound dumbbell curls. He looks at it as if you intensify that, it's going to show you even more mental toughness. Like, because a lot of people are like, oh, I'm doing this, and you just get comfortable doing that. He wants you to step out of your comfort zone and have yourself work harder. And you can break for as long as you want in between phase one and phase twos, but it must be 30 days. So you can break
at least 60 days.
Yes, at a very minimum 30 days. You cannot start phase two 29 days in, 28 days in to your break. It has to be 30 days, and you can break for it however long you want.
Okay.
After phase two comes phase three. Phase three cannot be started until 30 days before your 1 year anniversary of starting 70. So for me, I get to start phase three like December 2nd because I get to end on the 31st and then roll into 75 hard on January 1st. Like, that's pretty hardcore. So
hold on, say it again.
So
phase three, you can't start until
30 days before your 1 year anniversary of starting 75 hard.
So with us starting on April 1st, if we went all the way through the whole program, we could start again on what?
Like March 1st? There's 31 days in March, right? You would start on like the 2nd of March because that would be 30 days.
Okay. Now I got what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So for me, I would start on December 2nd and go to the 1st, complete that. And the Live Hard program is complete. And then you start right into 75 hard. And you're supposed to do this year after year after year because it just builds you stronger and stronger mentally.
I mean, I agree 100%. I agree that that's exactly what it does. But I'm thinking I might need a break in there. Like, that's wild.
But that's all your choice too. You can choose, like, so you end, like, you do the Live Hard program and you end it after that 1 year. You can take a break for the next year. You know,
Let me slow down. Yeah. Let me just get through 75 hard.
Yep, 100%.
And I'm like trying to the whole year, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God.
You know, and the crazy thing is,
quit future tripping.
Crazy thing is with
Tabitha.
Yeah.
the crazy part about
for real.
The crazy part about the Live Hard program is that it takes a year to complete it. But if you really break it down, it's only about 6 months of actually doing stuff within the app that's provided. The rest of it is doing the stuff on your own. That's the hardcore part, and that's where a lot of people fall off. The cool thing about 75 hard is it does give you chances to start the phases over. So like 75 hard, we talked about earlier. If you fail anything in 75 hard, you start back over at day one. Phase one, if you fail any part of phase one, you do not go back and start over at the beginning of 75 hard. You start over at phase one. Same thing with phase two.
Small miracles. Jesus.
Yes. So phase two, same thing. You start back over at phase two. You don't go back and start over the whole program again. Now, here's the kicker. If you fail any part of phase three, you fail the year. You don't get a start back over. You completely fail the entire program.
So you have to start all the way back over again if you wanted to try
after
it again.
Phase three, yes. You start all the way back over.
So, Frank,
and there's,
are you doing phase one and two and three right now, or are you rolling to 75 hard with us?
So I'm doing phase one, which is all of the 75 hard program, the three other critical tasks that I talked about. And however, I'm going to continue with doing the 75 hard part of the program at the end of April. So I'm still going to roll with you guys to complete 75 hard with you. Yes.
Okay.
Which all that's going to do is put me in that mental mindset of being able to complete 75 hard with you guys and help keep you guys going with the 75 hard and everything. And so you guys aren't going to be doing it alone after I'm done with phase one.
Here's what Aaron and I realized about this. And this probably will not come as a shock to anybody that's listening. Aaron and I run pretty hard together. Everything we do has probably for the last year, him and I have been really hard in running with each other. This program is going to have to make me cut the umbilical cord from Aaron. I have to learn how to hold myself accountable instead of Aaron holding me accountable and vice versa. We're really good at holding each other accountable. Like, we will call each other out on our shit all the time. That's not hard. Where it's going to get difficult is where we have to call ourselves out on it.
It's
and hold ourselves accountable for it.
It's those day-to-day tasks that we have to do. Like, we see each other maybe once a week, if you know, at least for the walk. So it's like,
right,
we're not going to know what each other are doing during the week unless we check in with each other every day. You know, but yeah, it's just like I talked about. It's like, and even if Jason falters on something, you have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is, you know, going on the walk every Saturday, like, that counts as your outdoor workout.
Yeah.
We know. We already got that factored
in. Yeah. See, and that's awesome. You know, and there's nothing wrong with also not necessarily checking in every single day, but checking in every few days or whatever. Or, you know, hey, right. did you get this done? Did you get that done? Hey, how's it going? You know what I mean? To just kind of talk about how's it going. So,
yeah.
It's not necessarily because definitely... Kim holds me accountable for all my stuff. Like, I've been taking a 2-week break. I finished 75 hard on March 16th, and I chose to take a 2-week break because it's easier for me to start things like on a Monday, to start things on the first of the month. You know, it's just easier for me to keep track of things that way. But on this couple week break, like, it gets to be like 9 o'clock at night, and I don't have to do anything. Absolutely don't have to do 2 workouts. I don't have to stick to a diet. I don't have to do anything. Kim's like, have you done your walk yet? No. Well, get out of here and go do your walk.
Yeah.
Okay. And I get my stuff ready and I get dressed and I'm like, damn. Okay. That's cool. Thanks, babe. Like, you know, but it helps out, you know, helps keep me accountable. And, you know, it's awesome to have somebody in your corner as well to.
For sure. For sure.
Keep you pushing along.
Yeah. In anything. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we'll start a group chat too with everybody that's doing it so we can kind of check in.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I wouldn't mind like doing a Zoom like tomorrow night with anybody that wants to join in that really wants to. So we can just kind of discuss of, you know, kind of a game plan for everybody, you know, to get rolling with that. That would be something that I think would help or benefit some people that want to join us.
If we're going to do that, you guys will have to go without me. I have a meeting on Monday nights that I go to. So, or we could do it late at like 8:15, 8:30. So totally.
Oh, I'm gaming.
I'm in bed by then. So
he's not lying. That's the for real truth. Okay. This is the last thing I want to touch on with each one of us. Aaron, this will be our first go around. What are your goals and outcomes? What are you hoping to get from 75 hard?
I mean, ultimately I want more mental toughness because, you know, throughout my life, like, I've had no problem accomplishing things, but then I get to a certain point, like, I'll finish it, but I'll just revert back to my old ways. So my ultimate...
The sabotage.
Yeah. So my ultimate goal is to get to a point in my life where I'm consistent and I don't revert back to old ways and keep that consistency because, you know, it's probably been, what, 3 times now that I've lost a bunch of weight and then stopped doing the shit and put more weight on or went back up higher than I was before. Luckily this time I didn't do that, but I did, you know, put on 60 pounds and, you know, it's a lot of things in life. Like, I was sober for 5 years and then ended up sabotaging myself and going back out for 8 years of misery. And next month will be 12 years. So, you know, so, you know, that's my ultimate goal. Like, yes, I want to be healthy, but the main thing is the mental. And I know that that's going to come just strictly by reading, you know, those personal development and, you know, mindset books. So, which, and I hate reading, so this is going to force me to read.
More reason you need to do it.
I know, right?
And Frank, what is your goal and outcome for phase one for you, since that's where you'll be?
To get to really is to really, it's like keeping in the mindset of being able to do the hard things and just continuing to do them. My ultimate goal is to get closer to just my family. Like, we do things as a family once in a while, but a lot of it's not like intimate type things. Of, we started doing game night at least once a week, you know, with the kids. This go around, one of my three critical tasks that I have to come up with is at least 30 minutes every day with one of the kids. So whether it's take them into the spare room to go work out, if it's, you know, if they want to sit down and color for 30 minutes, if they want to draw pictures, if they want to read, like anything, just to get that, I guess, bonding time, more intimate bonding time with them, because Lord knows they need that. We haven't been the best in the world at doing that, you know, just always doing our own thing, even doing this business and the personal development stuff and all that, like going to KLPs and doing this and that. Like, we don't spend a lot of quality time. It's some quality time with them. Now I want to get into the a lot of quality time with them. So that's awesome. My ultimate goal with this phase is to more quality time with my kids.
I like that.
That's awesome. I love that. That, yeah. And I think that will make a huge difference for them too. So
yes,
that's going to be cool. Well, you guys,
what about you, Tabitha?
Oh, you don't get out of it. What's your main goals for this?
I already said what mine were. I think along the same lines as Aaron, you know, my consistency with working out is pretty good. Like, I'm pretty proud of that. The mindset for me, and to be able to do hard things, even when it's hard, because I can have a pity party by myself better than anybody. And so I want to be able to push through adversity and do the hard things, even when I don't want to. And like, I just want to save the world. And I mean that with my whole heart when I say it. Like, I want to be better so I can give better to other people and help them wherever they struggle. Because listen, I know what it is to be in that dark, and I don't want anybody to have to sit there with that. There is better. Even when you don't even know that it exists, it's there.
Yeah.
So hopefully just, you know, inspire some people, even if it's not 75 hard, like just get up and go move for a little bit or read a book, whatever. Like, just be more consistent and solid in who I am and the things that are important to me, and get through the hard shit and just keep pushing. So yeah,
love it.
It's gonna be wild because for me, my biggest, even if Jason falls off, I gotta keep going.
But with both of you doing it,
and vice, you know, versa. If I fall off, he's got to keep going.
And that's the cool thing, is like, both of you are doing it together. So like, even though like you're not falling on Aaron to keep you accountable and vice versa, like, you kind of have each other to help kind of hold each other accountable, you know, like, you guys go and work out together every day, you know, so doing that twice a day, like, at least you get somebody to go out and walk with, you know, or doing a walk or something like that every single day. And that really helps a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Kim doesn't do the program with me. She's like, yeah, I'm not touching that. Like, maybe eventually it might happen, I don't know. But she's like, I ain't touching that. She's like, no way. But the support she gives me by me doing it helps out more than you even know.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
For sure. For sure.
So I don't think that either one of you are going to have a problem completing it and doing it, you know, to the best of your abilities. So I got faith in y'all's. Trust me. I got super a lot
of faith. The countdown is on, y'all. Yep. The countdown is on.
Two more days. One more day.
Yeah, one more day just about. So get in your last little cheat meals.
Yep.
Before
Hey, full disclosure. Last night we went to the in-laws. I had some pasta, which I've tried to stay away from pasta because it's super high in carbs and highly processed food. You know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. But her mom, like, they're Italian. Like, come on now. Like, how can you? Her food is so amazing.
That'd be one of those things. I can't help it.
So I had a nice.
I'm sorry.
I had a nice plate of pasta. Well, unbeknownst to me, she also made a homemade ice cream cake. And I'm like, really? You had to like do that tonight? So I was like, okay, give me a sliver that's about that big. The horrible thing is Kim had a nice, decent sized slice of cake. And I was like, I told mother-in-law today, I was like, that slice that she had, I could have like doubled or tripled that slice because that thing was freaking amazing. Yeah. You know, but I had no qualms about doing it because I know that first of all, I'm not holding myself accountable to a program right now, but I could have went overboard, easily went overboard. I chose not to, but I also chose to have something that I enjoy having once in a great while. So, you know, it doesn't hurt, you know, as long as you jump right back on that train.
Yeah.
Like most people, the problem with cheat meals is most people, they have that cheat meal and then they're like, oh, I'll start tomorrow. I'll start on Monday.
Well,
and then with 70, never comes.
With 75 hard, that's not going to be possible. So
yeah,
last night I went
Yeah.
So last night I went to the movies, had a large popcorn, followed it up with a big old bowl of stone cold creamy ice cream. And I've been doing carnivore for almost a month now. No carbs. I was kind of hating life yesterday after that.
I bet.
Yeah. So
I bet.
I'm not following
Cold Stone's my jam.
Yeah. Other than the carnivore. So none of that's allowed come Tuesday. So, you know, I just want to say this episode will be released tonight in a few hours.
Awesome.
So if you're interested in joining us, you can message Tabitha, Frank, or myself. We'd love to have you. The more, the merrier.
We'll add you. Yeah, absolutely. And, we'll add you to the chat and run with us.
So Frank, if people...
Suffer with us.
People wanted to follow you on social media, where could they find you?
Facebook. It's just my name, Frank Baines. I'm on Instagram. I am on TikTok, but I haven't posted on there in quite a while. And I think that's it for social media stuff. On social media, it's CHLOVER14. I'm pretty sure you can find on Instagram under my name as well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how. Can. I just post stuff on Facebook and I have it linked to my Instagram. Yeah. So, or vice versa. If I post it on Instagram, it goes right to my Facebook. So however all that works. And on TikTok, you can find a lot of my videos that I've done here and there. It's I Am Legend 7785.
Right on.
I won't spell it all out. Just spell out I Am Legend 7785. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's where I'm at on the social medias and stuff. So
sweet.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for coming. Oh, go ahead.
If I could leave two last things. For this whole podcast, I'm super, super grateful that I got a chance to do this. Still, I'm a little nervous, even though we're towards the end or whatever. Like, but this has been super amazing. I love it. It's awesome.
You've been awesome.
This is from, little spoiler alert. This is from the book on mental toughness. Andy writes in there, mental toughness is a weapon that we can build, sharpen, and use to destroy the things in our life that have held us back from fulfilling our own true potential. Huge. Like when I read that, okay, you know how they say go in when you're reading a book, go in and highlight the things that are most important or the things that most stick out to you? Tabitha, you just go in and look for the things that are not so important because you'll want to highlight the whole damn book. I promise
yeah,
you.
Yeah. No, I got that, it. Yeah.
I'm already. Like,
it's the.
I got that book and I read 44 pages the first day that I got it and I'm liking it. So
for somebody that doesn't read.
Yeah.
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 All in one sitting, 44 pages.
He told me that and I was like, great. So mine is sitting on my kitchen table and I opened it and I read the first sentence of it, not the foreword, not the other little thing, the glossary, but I read, and you are alone, are responsible for the outcome of your life. And I was like, close it right now. Yep. Cause I'll read the whole damn thing. So I need something to make sure I have to read on the actual program. So I just closed it. So yeah.
Yep.
That's yeah. Dude.
And then the second thing I want to leave with, and this is huge in all of personal development. This is huge in business, everything. Napoleon Hill, probably one of the greatest sayings you could ever have, ever. Success requires no apologies and failure permits no alibis. For me, that is probably the best statement, quote, whatever you want to call it, ever in the history of personal development. Because what do people do when they fail? They blame other people. They put the alibis on other people. And it's like, it's not other people that did it. It's you that did that, you know? And as soon as you can admit that you failed at things and you can learn from them, you grow way beyond the capacity of what you think you could grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love that saying and that quote. It's burnt its place in my mind forever.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It's facts.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That one rings true for me for sure. Yeah.
100%.
Well, Frank, we appreciate you jumping on with us.
Yes, we do.
More than that, we appreciate you inviting us along on this journey and to turning us on to 75 Hard. I know that this is going to be absolutely life-changing for us. And it's because of people like you and the rest of our community that we have that we all push each other to be better. And I'm just super grateful that we have ourselves surrounded with people like that. And, you know, you and Kim have been such a big part of my story. And I just am super grateful for y'all. And I love your kids. You know that. I'd like to choke slam them every now and then, but that's all out of love. But yeah.
And you only deal with them once in a while.
I know. We'll have to do this. We'll have to do this again. We'll do like a midway checkup or, you know, something that we come up with as a group or whatever. Thank you so much for being on with us tonight. And
yes, thank you.
Dude. It's going to be awesome. I look
forward
to it.
I thank you guys too. Like, this has been awesome. Like, you know, I listen to all these podcasts with all these top leaders and I'm like, one day I will be on Andy Frisella's podcast.
Dude.
Doing the 75 Hard. I will meet Ed Milet one of these days. Like, you know.
Shout out. Ed Milet, shout out. Listen, we love you guys. We would love nothing more than to be like, hey, what's up?
Yep.
So, right on. Yeah. All right, you guys. I think that's a wrap. Let's call it.
Peace out.
All right, y'all. Adios.
Peace.
Thank you. Much love, everybody. Yes. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.